Paul Duane's Irish folk horror film, All You Need Is Death, is now playing in select theaters and on digital from XYZ Films. Beyondfest says, "You'll never be able to hear another folk tune without shivering in fear." David Jenkins of Little White Lies calls it grimly refreshing and confident. You can tell that everyone involved in the making really understood and appreciated the assignment. Watch the genuinely horrifying All You Need Is Death, available everywhere you buy movies.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, y'all.
Howdy, howdy.
It's Jazz the 40-ounce connoisseur, and...
it's Cat Daddy, and I'm really excited slash nervous, and I had to place my water away from my computer, or I will have to use AppleCare.
Okay, that escalated very quickly. I thought we were just gonna, you know, do an intro, and you about to damage your goddamn computer. We just got
absolutely
these. LOL, please don't put liquids near your computers, guys. Fun fact, fun tip, tech tip. Don't do that. You're going to fuck your shit up. Anyway, we're back with another GTS motherfucking review, and we have some of the best guests in the whole wide world. Oh my
yes.
God, we fangirling. Okay, if y'all don't know about the Pod motherfucking Mortem. Yes, I add the motherfucking in there. The Pod motherfucking Mortem. I need you to stop what you're doing. You need to go ahead, just open up the iTunes. Remember when the podcast used to be on iTunes? Not anymore.
Yes.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find them. The Pod Mortem. Pull up on all three of our friends. They have one of the best horror podcast shows out there. Okay.
Period.
And I don't say that lightly because I listen to like 35
every
shows.
Monday.
I listen to shows all the time. Every Monday, the first list, me. Boop. At 1:01 because I'm on a different time zone. Boop. That's why I be up late on my Sunday nights. It'd be 1:30. I mean, kikiing in a bit. listen. But yes.
Childish.
please, I'm going to allow one of you. I'll go ahead and give it to Travis to throw out your ads where they can find you, your Patreon. Open your purse.
Yes.
Open your purse. And yeah, introduce yourself, your group to the world. I mean, they should know you.
First of all, thank you both so much for having us. I am Travis of Pod Mortem. I'm here with my sister Renee, my brother-in-law John Paul. If you want to get at us on the socials, you can find us on Twitter at the Pod Mortem. I am at TravisMWH. Nay is at Blood and Smoke. John Paul is at Real Streeter 84. And yes, we do have the Patreon, which is patreon.com/thePodMortem.
Worth every penny.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Knock something over.
Did you already knock? God damn it, Cat. Well, no, that's why I have a floor desk, so everything is like.
No, everything is great. I didn't spill anything. I'm just like, oh. I was like, because listen, I'm like, I'm gonna talk to the Pod Mortem one day. We are now friends.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
On air.
Great.
Also, our friendship is blood in, blood out. So I hope y'all know you have to fight your way out of our friendship. Dead ass. Very Cat thinks she gonna stop being friends with me. Bitch, I'm pulling up in front of your house. Who not friends?
I don't even attempt.
Yes, we're very aggressive with our friendship, but we are here to bring a movie that was selected by the Pod Mortem, The Others, 2001. I hope you all have seen this because we're going to spoil the fuck out of this. And we're unorganized and we're chaotic, so we're not going to really go in order. So please watch this movie. I'm going to tell y'all how I feel about the movie after we talk about the IMDb scores and stuff, because I remembered a different movie. I saw this movie. I remembered the twist and the characters,
yes.
But I didn't remember the dialogue and shit. And I feel very different about the movie now because I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, hold on. Before we even dive into the movie, because it's usually you that get on me about this. I want to be all in the Pod Mortem's business. And I want to know.
Oh, you're right.
What's you guys' favorite horror genre? All that jazz. Because I know you've said it, but I don't know if everybody that listens to us have said it. So just please tell everybody about yourselves.
Yes. And we can go in the order of John Paul, because they're sitting in an order. So it can be John Paul, Renee, and then Travis, because Travis just got to shout y'all out. So again, you don't have to do a favorite movie. You can do a favorite subgenre if you want to.
I'm a slasher guy. I keep it pretty simple. I love Freddy and Chucky, and I want somebody to talk shit to me while you're killing me. You know what I mean? Make it fun. You know what I mean? Let's have a good time. I'm not going anywhere. You know, I'm dead. Please say something funny.
Yeah, no, also here for the shit talking, but I'm more of a supernatural, psychological kind of person. I feel like that is an interesting balance, because we kind of butt heads on, you know what, when it's movie night, it's like, I love this movie. You're probably not going to like it, but we're watching it. You know what I mean?
And I'm kind of in the middle somehow. I don't know how this happened. I love slashers so much. The psychological horror. I have been getting into giallo films a lot. I don't mean to be like a snob or anything, but.
But you are.
It happens, yeah. You know, whatever. They are the shit, though. If you, get into them, check them out. I'm new to them, so I can't really speak with that much authority, but I will say that I am loving the ride that I'm on currently.
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm nodding aggressively. They can see me. You all listening cannot. I'm just like, I'm having such a great time. Okay, so I have one more question, because I'm an agent of chaos. Let me go to my little fake me out notepad. That was not a real cough, by the way. Okay. So if you were stuck in the happy hut, a la Adam's Family Reunion, right? Adam's Family Values, with three movies for an entire summer, what would you choose? It's hellish in there. So you gotta make sure you're good, because you're about to be in there for the summer.
That's a lot.
I know. Take your time. No pressure.
You're looking at me like I gotta start.
Well, it's not gonna be me.
I know. I'm definitely taking Evil Dead 2.
Yes.
Yeah. You
yes.
know, I can watch that over and over, so that's a no brainer. I'm also. I don't know. Maybe. I want to instinctively go to Child's Play or Nightmare on Elm Street, but it's like, I don't know. I really enjoyed watching The Invitation, and that was a really good movie that I feel like I could not get tired of easily.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
I'm going to go first with Death Becomes Her. We covered it recently. It is all the feelings, all the emotions. It's everything. I was going to say Train to Busan, but I'm not trying to be crying all summer, though.
Summer. Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. That's not going to happen.
And you look at me. All right. all right. So I think where I'm going is I'm going to start, of course, I always do, John Carpenter's Halloween. Just the classic. Sometimes the classics are classics for a reason. Sometimes they're not, but it doesn't matter. But I also want to go with The Shining, because I know that that one's a little longer. It's about 220 or so. It's a whole summer. We got to cut some of this time, right?
I mean, yeah.
We're trying to. And then even though it's not technically a giallo film, I do love my Suspiria, the original.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
Tried to surprise you. Did not work at all.
How many did you pick? Two?
Two. One had came to mind, and it was something that I recently had watched and we covered, was Silent Night, Deadly Night. That shit was bonkers, and I'm here for it. I loved every minute of that.
Let's do Creepshow, and can we do the It miniseries? I mean, that's 3 hours.
Yes.
We're good.
I feel like that's cheating, but it's okay.
It's not cheating. They said it was fine.
All right.
I said it's fine, you know,
because
I would have Salem's Lot in there.
See?
You know, I love
yes. There you go.
I ain't gonna hold y'all. Salem's Lot, The City of the Living Dead, Lucio Fulci, and then probably, Child's Play 2. No, Child's Play 2. I need to see Chucky come out the fucking jail.
Yeah, all right. That's a good one.
I would do the Rocky Horror Picture Show, A Nightmare on Elm Street. And then, damn, how are these just rolling right off? Like, yeah, we're not gonna watch
I'm
the
impressed.
End
yeah.
And then, let's see. It's a toss-up between Return of the Living Dead and the Dawn of the Dead remake.
Oh, all right.
That's what's up. Right. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good time. You and the Dawn of the Dead remake.
I can't let it go.
It's so
good. No, I fucked up.
Yeah.
It is.
Tales from the Hood, I forgot to put in. Some got to get swapped out. Oh, Tales from the Hood got to go in there. Shit. I don't know what's getting swapped. Damn. Sebastian's like, fuck. Damn. Soiled again. Foiled again. Not soiled. Shit. Yikes. Shit, literally.
Got to pack a space diaper. You'll be okay.
Not a space diaper, please. Maroon me different. I don't want to be going out like that, bro. Nah, bro. Please. Oh, so we're talking about The Others, 2001, and we're gonna segue to this bitch. I'm gonna go ahead and throw out the general overview, tell y'all to watch it, hit the spoiler alert, because we're about to go out how we feel about these movies overall, because y'all know gothic horror is not my favorite, but we're gonna get into it, lol. I have my reasons why I love it and the reasons why I hate it. It's a love-hate relationship. The imagery, beautiful. All right, anyway, we have The Others. We have a family living in this castle. Not this castle. Oh my gosh. They're living in this estate.
It's like a castle house.
It's an estate. You need to hire like actual people to help you take care of it. You can't even, it's a job to take care of it. It has gates to the motherfucker. It's an estate. This family's living here and they feel like their house is haunted. Somebody else is in there making fucking noises. And you trying to figure out who it is, just like they trying to figure out who it is. That's all you need. You need nothing else. Nicole Kidman is in here doing the things that Nicole Kidman does. And we're going to get into, because I'm like, you know, her roles. And she's a good actress, but her roles. She always plays like this woman who I would never want to work with. Like, I would never want her as a manager. Like, I would hate if that bitch was getting CC'd on my emails. Man. I would be so pissed.
Okay, because I thought of Moulin Rouge and then put that directly into what your category is. I'm like, damn, that she would still be a shaky manager. Yikes. If y'all have not seen that, and now it got real dark in here real quick. Like, it's just like, oh, good soundtrack. But yeah, this movie is wild. It's an hour and 44 minutes. I'm going to come right out the gate and let everybody know before we hit that spoiler alert. It did not need to be an hour and 44 minutes.
No.
Agreed.
Bah, 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 bah. We finna spoil this shit because I'm tired. It was a good time. Okay, so I saw this movie when it came out. I can't remember I don't think I saw it in the movies, but I definitely feel like this was something that we rented because my family did a lot of that, just, you know, Friday night, what we finna do, we about to go get a movie, some pizza. Great, amazing. It's simple, curry out, whatever. And this movie got me. Like, this came after The Sixth Sense, so it was a lot of, like, is this what the fuck is going on? Like, is this really happening? Is it not really happening? Who are these people? And I also, at the time, felt, like, kind of invested in the family. I really was just stressed for the kids. Nicole Kidman's character, Grace, really pissed me off. I did not like the way she was speaking to the housekeeping staff. Her white privilege was jumping out. I really wanted to punch her through the screen. And then she was, like, wailing a lot. And also, I'm on the fog machine the whole movie, so surprise, I'm in the audience and in the film. Got your ass.
Oh my god, all I do is cat pushing the button like Lil Bow Wow. Hey.
That's exactly what's happening.
I'm like, that, why y'all got fog in y'all basement? Where the fuck y'all live at? Also, speaking of where they live, geography, it's Jersey. Like, it's not Jersey here, it's like an island like off the coast of France, like in between France and England, I think. Because when they said Jersey at first, I was like the shore, bitch. I had to open I was like, uh-uh, let me open this shit up, because I was like, ain't no way they over there. Ain't no way they over there acting like this. not like this, but I had a geography lesson where the island is actually like off the coast of France, friends. And that's why they're in the Civil War. Not, wow, Civil War, Jesus. They're in World War II. World War II time. So it's clearly active in that area. And Charles is off to war and Grace is over here with her kids. Her help that left her motherfucking ass in the house with no note. And you want to know why? Because she's an asshole boss. I would quit with no note and no notice. Fuck her.
No, for real. And it's funny because when I had seen this when I was a kid, I felt bad for the kids. I felt bad for her. And then rewatching it for today, I was like, she's a fucking bitch. Like, she's awful. It didn't even click until I rewatched it now.
Terrible. That's why I kept wishing, like, I didn't want anything good to happen for her. I just wanted the kids to somehow get free. Does that sound bad, don't it? I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, she's not a real person. She's Grace is not a real. She's a movie character. Yeah. I mean, if everything bad happens to her, I mean, fuck it.
You know, that's what she gets for talking to the workers in the house like that. Because, girl, who the fuck is you talking to? Every time I was just like, who the fuck are you talking to? What are you paying for you to talk to them like this in this fucking house with all these goddamn doors? Why you got 50 doors? And why you got all the keys? And why are, like, I don't understand why you got to shut every single door. Like, when she pulled up and said, my house is like a ship, bitch. When I say I got to close every door, we need to close this bitch like a submarine. I don't know what y'all talk about. Sick. I was like, maybe you need to call a specialist in for your children, because are they vampires? That's what I thought at first. I was like, they're fucking vampires.
I was like, I don't know what the deal was, because I think I was in the same boat as everyone here. But whenever I was a kid, I don't think I realized that protagonists could be shitty people. And so the whole time I'm just like, yeah, man, you know, I'm real sorry about your kids and stuff. But then now watching it as an adult, I'm like, holy shit, you know? And then all these rules, I'm like, I am just not on board. And every single time she would say something to them, there was no courtesy. There was no tact. Yeah. It was just unbelievable.
No, she's trash. And then with the doors, like you said, she's like, the light needs to be contained like it's water. It's not water, though. Like, that's not how light works. Like, I was just confused.
I'm not a scientist, but I'm going to go ahead and confirm.
That was the new science. I was just like, okay. You know when somebody telling you something and you just be shaking your head because you're like, I'm not even about to argue with you. That's how I felt. And to be quite honest, like, it was a combo of that and like, all right, is there something else going on with the mom? Like, if you want to get, you know, put your scholar hat on. I don't have one on, but we're going to put my invisible one on today. And, you know, maybe there's other, like, things going on with her. And that's before we get introduced to, what is that, Mrs. Mills and Mr. Tuttle and the young lady that's with them. And they're, you know, really... thank you, girl, because she was real quiet, so it was really easy to forget about her. But that's okay, because she also had a thing that was going on with her. You know, we found out because that tuberculosis was going crazy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they were trying to get... And at the time, you're like, damn, like, it took Lydia's voice. And I was like, thinking about the Little Mermaid, and I was like, damn, tuberculosis is crazy. I know you laughed. I'm so serious. I was like, is that how that works? Like, what is going on? I was so scared, and I was like, damn, this movie's scary. If this be a PG-13 film, I was like... No, because getting sick for me is scary because it can take you out. And this is a time where, like, you know, people get in a common cold and next thing you know, it's over for them. So I'm like, damn, like, you don't have no voice. That shit is wild. That's like when they start telling you, like, all the symptoms for COVID. I'm like, are you serious? You mean long COVID be doing what? Nah. XXX. I gotta get out of here. So that's how I felt. And I felt bad for them. But I also continue to lean on the fog machine as the movie.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and just do my little thing. I liked this movie overall for the twist. However, Nicole Kidman is literally fucking grating. Like, her character is great. I'm like, every time I want to slap fire from her ass, every time I want to slap that bitch back to the future. Like, bruh, I need to slap you to present day. Cause you need to be within the arm's reach where you're talking to people. The little girl was a little annoying. Not going to hold you. She was a little mean to her brother. And me and my little brother don't do that. I don't do that to my little brother. So I'm like, why the fuck is you doing that to your little brother? Like, you fucking rude ass bitch. What the hell? I mean, she's a child. You can't call her a rude ass bitch. But she was a little, I was not fucking with her. It reminded me of the little girl from The Witch who was terrorizing her older sister. And that's why I had to leave out the movie in the theater, because I hated them twins. I couldn't stand their little ass. I was like, little annoying children who just like, I'm gonna do what I want, get on your nerves. And the way she was talking to her mama, although her mama was misquoting the Bible and shit to her, just giving her fake ass Bible stories. So this movie, I like it. It's fine. I think you should watch it for the twist. A 6.5 out of 10 kind of recommend. I'm not a gothic horror person. I like the imagery. I like the idea of ghosts, but I like to read that kind of shit more than watch it. I think they make better books a lot of the time over like visuals, because sometimes it gets a little dry. So I'm going to swing it back to Travis. How do you feel overall about this film?
I remember liking it a lot as a kid, but then I think my opinion kind of changed of it a little bit the time I watched it for this recording. Partially, I will say, because whenever we watched it as kids, I was like 10 years old, and the weekend before we went to the theater, Mad TV fucking spoiled the ending, and I was like, can they do that on TV? I didn't know that they could do that, and then I go to the theater, and the whole time I'm in the theater, I'm like, well, maybe that isn't, or maybe it is, and it turned out it was, but I still somehow found a way to enjoy it. But this time around, I think my major complaint, aside from Grace and her bullshit, is the housekeepers kind of give everything away very early. There's this moment where they're at a grave, and it's whenever Grace goes and walks off into the fog, and you're like, well, that fog obviously is symbolic of something. I don't know what yet, but I got some ideas. But whenever they're at the grave, Mr. Tuttle's like, should we tell her about the grave then? And Ms. Mills is like, in due time. And I'm like, you're evil. You're evil. Yeah. All you're missing is the mwahahaha. Like, that's it. But I was like, this is really, really heavy handed. And then the more it went on, they kept popping up. When they told Anne, they were like, well, there's going to be some changes around here. I'm like, this is not normal. I think that was my major, major complaint was the entire housekeeper subplot situation of them getting in the way and like causing all this ruckus and being very, very clear that they're not here for good reasons.
I was screaming when I saw him shoveling them leaves. He's just like, I'm like, damn, this is what he be doing. Like, you think he's out here doing some work, and I'm sure he's definitely like, you know, keeping the grounds looking good, you know, the brushing stuff here and there. But he really spends a lot of time covering up this story. I just really hate how much everybody is coddling Grace.
Yes.
Like, I really feel like from the jump, you could have just told that, like, if not Grace, definitely the kids. Because the daughter, she really quickly puts to get pieces together that at least that the Tuttle, that Mr. Tuttle and Mrs. Mills and Lydia are dead. But they're not getting the fact that, you know, cat's out the bag. Yo ass is dead, too. You're thinking that people are in your home because Grace is running around thinking that the house is haunted, you know, with the doors closing, opening, the kids are shook. And even with that little basic knowledge, I like how we get the next level stuff, which still feels a little unexplained. Kind of like just kind of it does, but not really. I don't know what my hands are doing, but just walk with me. There's a scene where the little girl has the sheet over her face, the sheer sheet. And then she looks a little possessed. And then she was like, I am your daughter. Like,
hey, yo, wasn't that in the trailer? I feel like that was in the trailer.
It was. It gave away. Honestly, now looking back on it, that trailer gave away so much. I really wish they didn't do that. I wish they just like cut the camera at her, like leaning in before she turns around. I am your daughter. Like it just leans in and it fades away and goes, the others. Like, oh shit, what's she about to do? Like, well, who's behind the sheet? I just like, you know, this is why I evaded all together. But when they throw a little stuff in like that, I'm like, okay, so you're trying to trick me. You're really trying to tell us that, you know, maybe that there is some sort of possession or something else is going on. And then they really pull the sheet back and they're like, no, they're dead. They're just having a hard time accepting it and they can't move on. And I'm like, damn, that sucks. Like, and now you're stuck in like this purgatory place and that's why you dancing in this fog every day. And I just really feel like the fog is full of so many surprises, just like Stephen King books. Like, you know, it's just not aliens this time. This time it's just other dead people meeting at the crossroads. That's exactly what I put in my notes. The fog equals the crossroads. Like maybe you're just hanging out. I also just rewatched the Bone Thugs and Harmony 3-6 Mafia versus. So
I was about to say, like, Bone Thugs. Okay, first of all, yes, I want y'all to know they were fighting. They were squaring up with each other. If y'all have not seen that, please go back and see that. Also, every time you remind me of Bone Thugs, I think of Jenny Jones' last fucking show, and they was doing the fucking crossroads as her final talk show. Like, what the hell? Like, Jenny Jones come out like, and then Bone Thugs. I was like, bitch, what? I don't care. That was funny as fuck. Now, Renee, how do you overall feel? We know you're not banging with Grace. Overall, how do you feel about the film?
Right. I mean, well, it's funny because obviously we watched that Mad TV together or whatever, but my default was just, nah, like that's not what it's going to be. So I still managed to trick myself into being surprised at the ending. And I mean, walking away from it, I was like, well, what if, like, how the fuck would I know if I'm dead? Like, it was incredibly disturbing to me when I watched it when I was younger. And again, I really sympathize with all these characters because they're in the situation. They don't even realize it. But again, now that I'm older, first of all, Grace is trash. Secondly, the staff. What is the motivation here? Because they already know. So I'm like, okay, are they moving back because they love this house and they want to be here? But then, I mean, I just don't understand. We're hiding tombstones. We're lurking in the shadows. We're skulking behind them like we're Michael Myers. Like, I don't understand the motivation, because at the end, it's like, well, we're taking this house back. I don't want to live with you after what you just, I don't want to live with you anymore. You scared the hell out of me. And then we, you know, Uno reverse it and I'm fucking dead. Like, I'm not trying to live with y'all at all. So, I mean, a lot of the character motivations were very confusing to me. The twist is great. I will give it that. But when I'm a kid, I'm like, that's a 10. Like, my mind was blown, even though it was already fucking spoiled for me. I still, you know, was tripped out. But I'll say it's definitely not a 10. I'll go that far.
Listen, and John Paul, how do you feel about, because I can't see your face, so I know you making expressions, but I cannot see you.
I first watched this, I was about 19 or 20, so I was a little older. I didn't remember a lot, except like the part that you said where the little girl's got the sheet or the veil over her face. I know Scary Movies spoofed it. But that, and then, and then the ending. But watching it now, I was the same way. I was like, you know, the mom, she's an asshole. I was like, geez, I was like, how did I forget all of this? I do get the feeling of the like restlessness throughout the movie. She's trying to hide stuff. She's trying to keep the kids safe. I get it. But yeah, it was, I remember when I watched it, I had told Renee, I said about 30 minutes in, it's already told what's going on. I was like, you already know what's happening. I was like, so what is the rest of the movie for? I was like, what are we doing here? And you make a good point about them coddling her all the time. I was like, why? You know what I mean? If we're trying to move on from here, then let's help her move on. Let's not just keep helping her. Oh, no, she'll figure it out. She'll figure it out. No. Let's just do it. You know what? Why are we prolonging this any further? You know what I mean? Let's get this done. And it was just it was a lot different movie watching it now than it was when I was younger.
Yeah. I agree. I feel like the second half of the movie is like us just going along with the mental Olympics.
Yeah.
And Grace is going along. And we just like, God damn, like Grace, figure it out, girl. Okay. So I know we all collectively do not bang with Grace, which is fine.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a point in the movie that I did kind of felt bad for Grace when she's like running, trying to get away because she's really hell bent on getting to the doctor because she's like, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know what the hell's going on. I need somebody to bless this house. I can't do it. Y'all keep telling me the priest can't come. I need to hear it from him myself. Like, I just need to hear it. And I'm like, okay, you know, I understand everybody needed their own reassurance because she, in her mind, nothing is making sense. And she needs some answers. And so when she's in the fog and she runs into her husband, who was away at war, and I was like, oh, damn. Further confirms they in the crossroads, bro. Mm-hmm. What is going, like, because even if you miss the part that, you know, the groundskeeper people are the housekeeping staff are hiding this big secret, because you're right, John Paul, like they spoil it off early. So, but just in case you went to the bathroom during that part, like it kind of, because she talks about this throughout the film, like, you know that the dad is away and he's been away for a really long time. And she makes a comment, or someone makes a comment about, like, you know, accepting him not returning and everything, you know, and trying to, you just prepare for the worst. Mm-hmm. But you see him in this fog and you like, damn, he's back. Okay. And then you notice he's a little shell-shocked. He's different. So it's like, all right, PTSD. I understand that part too. But when, like, the morning after, I felt bad for her for 2 seconds. Yeah. I was like, damn, I don't really bang with her, but this a little bit too much. And he's like, yeah, I just gotta go. And she's like, what you mean I gotta go? And he's like, no, because he's a ghost. Yeah. That's why he gotta go. He also has not accepted that he is dead and he fit to go back to war. And I'm like, no, this is too much.
Bruh. Also, he's sick of your shit, bruh. If I would go back to the afterlife, I had to go live with Grace too. Girl, fuck you. I'm about to go back over here. I'm about to see what Hades and them doing over here, because you shutting these doors and shit. You doing way too much. You making them study the Bible via candlelight. I'm done with your ass. I'm about to go back to war, bitch. They got liquor and shit.
And I think that's another thing of me not paying attention as a kid, because them reading and doing all the studying by candlelight, I thought this movie was set in like the 1820s or something. And I'm like, no, this is the, I was spaced out, I guess, whenever I was in the theater.
She's like, and we do not have electricity. It's like, okay, great.
Well, the fantastic. Like, that's,
and the schooling too, that threw me off. I'm like, can we learn a damn math problem? Like, can I conjugate a verb? Jesus again. Okay,
cool.
Like, that's it. And limbo. Okay. That's not foreshadowing at all, but we'll talk about children's limbo. That's fine.
Literally, Jesus plus God equals salvation. That's the only math they getting, bruh. Ain't no exponents, ain't shit. Mm. They only put exponents on the Bible verses. Like, listen, we about to do Genesis squared, bitch. Oh, read it twice. Come on, let's go. That's not how exponents works, but you know, hey.
Ma'am. Ooh, okay. So I learned that, I know that somebody said that they rather like read gothic horror. It was Jess. So I had learned via the Google machine, because sometimes I like to open it up and do research and stuff, because who likes to not be informed about things? but this movie was based off of, adapted from A Turn of the Screw. And I felt like, based off my little brain, wasn't season two of Haunted Hill House? What's that movie with that show?
You mean Bly Manor?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Wasn't that supposed to be based off that as well?
I haven't seen it, but I do know that there are like 45 versions of Turn of the Screw. Because okay, I read the book, because it was free on Audible. Because you know, a lot of times the classics be free. So I'm like, listen, I was reading Caesar. I'm like, let me just listen to shit for the free. And I was like, okay, because I've seen, and I wanted to watch The Turning, and I heard it wasn't great, but also because PG horror, sometimes I have different expectations than a teenager would. So it's like, I try not to shit on the movies like that, but also right. I'm like, this is giving PG. So I'm like, the movies overall, and I feel like most of the Turning of the Screw adaptations are giving PG-13, gothic, this is atmospheric, oh, it's a big old house and it's ghost in here. And the kids are doing some shit they ain't supposed to do, because the kids are different every time, like version. Sometimes they straight up evil, sometimes they dead, I don't know what the fuck is going on with the kids, really, honestly, truly.
I'm gonna see if I can get my hands on the OG one. When I tried to like borrow it from the library, it was had a really long extensive list, and I was like, okay, did y'all all see the same thing I saw, because what's going on? Like, this doesn't make sense to me. But you know, the library system hold me last time I tried to check out a book, because it was like, oh, you need to renew your library card. And I was like, why do I have to go in person? What is this? So I ain't been back since, but I'm about to make it soon. I'm gonna make it. No, so this is on my list, because this story, like, even though Grace was annoying, I'm still very much interested in reading the story. Have any of you guys read the story, The Turn of the Screw?
I have not. I know, like you were saying, Bly Manor is based on, like, I think they took a ton of, I think it's Henry James, if I'm not mistaken. They took a ton of his stuff and kind of condensed it into different ways of showing different parts of them. So that kind of got me intrigued. Almost the same with Hill House with Shirley Jackson, the way they did it. It made me want to. I have a lot of plans of wanting to do things and then never following through with them. And so I think this is another one that kind of falls into that camp for me.
I understand.
Listen, I have a long list of shit that I need to get done, and I'm going to play Sims. Yep, I sure am going to play Sims when I'm done recording. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. Life is short, and the world looks, it's probably, I don't know, are we even dead? We might be in purgatory right the fuck now.
I'm scared.
Well, I'm having fun.
We live in hell. So. You know, I'm having fun with my friends, but when I step out into the world, I'm like, oh, God, where the fog at? I don't want to see none of this shit. Cat, the button. Also, a point that I feel like John Paul made, like, how the fuck they come back from the dead to work at the house? You trying to be the help in the afterlife? What kind of shit is this? That's like when I watched, have y'all seen Lovecraft Country?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's like when baby girl was like, yeah, I'm gonna take the pill and be white and I'm gonna go work a fucking...
Girl, what?
You... All the white powers you could use, and you decided to work at a clothing store at Macy's, bitch. Girl, what the hell is going on?
Make it make sense.
They should have never gave you whiteness. Look at you. Look at you. Look what you're doing and shit. You doing wild shit. Like, look, on top of that, like I said, y'all pulled. They was like, oh, somebody in the house? Ooh, it's a new ghost. Let's get out of the grave. It's time for us to pull up. Why? And you letting her talk to you wild in the afterlife? Yeah. Girl, I would have whooped your ass. What you gonna do, fire me? I'm a ghost.
Yeah, no, they didn't need to do that. They had no reason to take that from her. Just tell her, hey, look, this is what happened. Let's get it going. What is she gonna do to you? Like you said, are you gonna fire me? I can't leave. I'm here. I'm stuck with you.
Well, is that why they took the curtains? Because they were like, she's taking too fucking long. Because she's fucking panicking, running around the house. And Mr. Tuttle's like, well, I'll be damned. Like, just not even, did not give a fuck at all.
Well, it makes me laugh because when Grace runs in, because the urgency of the curtains, everybody knows about the curtains.
Right.
But when she tells Mrs. Mill, she's like, well, first of all, calm down. I'm like, that's... So again, these people are very evil. But then, the whole motives, their motives, like you had said, Nay, are very confusing. But also, Grace, whenever she finds out that they're really not exactly here, exactly how they say that they are, yet she allows them to stay, I am very suspicious already.
That's suspicious as fuck that they're like, oh, we worked here before. all right. And y'all just happened to roll up. Like, none of it made sense. None of it made sense. And then even to the end with when they're looking for the curtains, she's like, you'll help me find them and hang them. And then y'all can leave. It's like, you're still fucking putting me to work.
Well,
like,
I'm not going to help
crazy.
You.
That's, no.
That's number one.
Straight up, fuck your help. Also, I thought the living people who were in the house pulled all the curtains down because the young man, the little boy, knew that because they, you know, kids are sensitive to that shit. So he probably seeing the ghost straight up, yeah. Like, hey, it's ghosts in here, and they keep closing the curtains and shutting the fucking doors. I know they like, girl, who keeps slamming this fucking door? It's Grace, bitch ass. That's who keeps slamming the fucking door. But that's why I'm like, I think the actual people was like, look, we got to take all the curtains down. And the medium lady was like, look, they hide in the shadows. Pull the curtains. Mm-hmm. Down, put the sun on them. I don't know if that worked, but
think about it from the other people's point of view. How annoying would that be if the ghost locked the door every time it left the room?
Oh,
how? What if I gotta go to the bathroom, or I gotta, what, you lock the door again? It's like, I can't find the key to open this thing.
Now you peeing out the window. Yeah. Tears coming down your eyes. Bitch, pissed. Like, I can't get into the bathroom, please. Why? That's why I like Victorian-style houses. Sidebar, I built Kat a Victorian-style house on The Sims because she's a vampire. Mm. And I didn't even put the door. I said, no, we're going to do a doorway because I hate the fact that the kitchen, everything had a fucking open and shut door. It was too much. The hallways are skinny. I want open concept. I want open concept. Except for the kitchen. What if I'm frying fish? That need to be a little bit.
Yeah. Can't have a house like that. I'm with y'all. I'm tired. Let me talk about something that really had me shook, but no, seriously, I'm always tired. Like, something that really had me shook for 2 seconds, because it's a real thing that still happened, like, occurs, like, to this day. But there was, like, a heavy portion in the film where they talked a bit about, like, mortality, of course, because obviously they're discovering they're dead. And then they talk about, like, when they take pictures of people who are deceased, and the history behind that whole thing. And I was really stressed because it always stressed me out. I think I first came across, like, this whole existence of this being a thing at one point in time just through an encyclopedia, like, way back in the backpack. So definitely showing my age here. But how fucking scary is that? Like, you open the encyclopedia thinking you about to see words in, like, an animal or something, and you seeing people propped up on a couch and they dead. Someone send help. Like, what is this? And, you know, I'm not trying to, like, you know, come for people's cultures or things or other things. You know, stuff happens. That's what you do. And that's a thing that definitely happened. But it's really terrifying because what if those pictures accidentally get mixed in with the regular family pictures? Or maybe they are in the regular family pictures and you're a guest and you open the book and you didn't know. Surprise.
I don't like that. That's mm-mm. stressful. But also, okay, another sidebar, which is still connected to the taking the pictures of dead people. There was a funeral, right? This is recent. They had the corpse in the club, dog. They bought a section.
Yes.
And they had the corpse in the club. Now, I ain't even gonna hold you, though. Like, if I'm dead, Kat, listen, don't take me to the club. But can we do, like, a New Orleans style jank and y'all dance me down to the graveyard, shake it up a little bit, bring the marching band out, pour some Hennessy out for me.
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to actually do that, but if I find the strength to do so, I mean, yes, I would not have you in the clear casket because that's too much and your makeup would melt and I don't have time. We can take you on a world tour like James Brown because that shit was lit. You know, you do all the different stops. We can go to your favorite stops. We could do that. You see how morbid it is?
Take me to the carry out. Yes,
to the carry out. We're going to stadium.
I want 6 wings, mumble sauce on the side, fried rice.
We're going to all our favorite booty clubs. We're going to all
take me
things.
To stadium, please.
That's what I said.
Put my casket by the stripper stage, please. Throw it all.
They're going to fucking kick me out because that actually
kick us
happened
and
here.
A casket
like
out.
Somebody like had that actually happened here. That's as
at
far
stadium?
As I'm gonna not at stadium, but somebody in the recent like last year, 2 years definitely had. Yes, everybody. Yes. Had a local rapper on the stage of a club after he was dying. I said, that's kind of, you know, I've seen in pictures in people's houses, like in your house. Okay. Because in house, literally in house, but not at the club. Like, what if you did not know that was going on that particular club night? You know, some club nights, like we see Gucci Mane, you thinking you about to see him as soon as you get there, but you know, you ain't going to see him until 3 a.m. because it's a club night. Imagine this was the appearance for the club night. That's terrifying. So Yeah.
Not you calling your bottles. Not you calling your bottles because you graduated or some shit. They coming with your bottles and shit. You look over to the left and it's a fucking court on the stage with a Gucci belt on. Yes. I'm calling Jesus on the main line. I'm dialing him on speed dial. Come get these niggas, bro. Come get them right now. Take him and his friends. Take all them niggas in a chariot, bro. You're doing way too much.
I saw it. I said, co-wowzers. This is, I'm stressed. I was stressed when I saw in this film. And like I said, I know it's a real thing. But I just really feel bad. That woman's husband just got out of there so quick.
Yeah. He wasn't even there for like 48 hours. He just came, changed his clothes and said, well, off to where I go. I just got to go back. She said, what do you mean? Nobody told you to go fight that war anyways. Like, she was pissed. And you know what? I was like, damn, girl, say it with your whole chest. I bet you that's how people feel all the time. Like, ain't nobody asked you to go and sign up for the things. And I definitely understand, you know, because it's like a mixed feeling. Like, there's the, you know, I'm so proud that you're doing these things. And then there's also like, you know, damn it, like, kind of like the resentment factor of being away for so long and having to deal with that loneliness and raising those kids by ourselves. So these are the moments where I did feel bad for Grace, like as a child, as a teen, even a little bit as an adult. She still is a smelly character. I'm going to keep bringing it back because I don't want anyone to forget. She's still very much a smelly character who likes to push around people using her privilege. And I understand being afraid, but also there's being afraid and there's this. It's not really helpful. And, you know, I know it's because she's dealing with the traumas of what's going on in life and processing being dead. And, you know, you stress. On the other hand, like the netherworld, the real life, the people are stressed because they're like, God damn it. You and your kids keep coming in here and fucking doing everything. I'm just trying to go to bed. Yeah. I just want to go to bed. This house is big and it's loud. And we keep playing in these sheets and stuff, and I don't have time. And this medium is working hard, honey. She's got this nice little finger waves for days. She's out here rocking it. And then, you know, Grace walks in, and she's like, who the fuck are these people? This whole, like, duality scene where she's shaking the table, the man's like, ah! I'm just like, Grace, you gotta go to bed, bitch. They are tired of you. She was like, you gotta get out of my house. And they're like, no. Could you imagine? I tried to because I know that's the only time I'm going to be able to have that kind of thought because I would never be in this situation, bitch. You own the house. I'm not about to stay there. And I'm damn sure not calling no media and I'm damn sure not using no Ouija board. So I don't know.
I will say she took to being a ghost very quickly because she engaged in that ghost behavior. Like stereotypical ghost behavior, ripping up papers, shaking things,
yep.
Rattling some chains. I don't know if she did that. She should have. But that was very, very, very funny to me.
Okay. When you say rattling chains, I know that everybody's not on TikTok. I know Kat's not on there. This dark-ass joke that keeps floating around where the motherfucker is doing the Kennedy assassination, but it's to the Sadate whole lot of choppers. And Kennedy in the car like, hey, hey. And then the dude is like, bam, whole lot of choppers. I was like, hey.
I've seen that.
I imagine her being a ghost, like, shaking a chain. And then, like, slamming the door and everybody running out the house. I'm childish. Y'all, please get me out of here.
I'm screaming. Also, shout out to people who put TikTok videos on Twitter. You are seen. You are appreciated for those of us who refuse to get another account somewhere else. I know one day I got to break down and do it, but I appreciate you guys because I, too, am now in on the jokes. Thank you.
I was dragged into it last week, and I've only been on there once, so I will say that.
Okay. Is it like Vine? Because I liked Vine. Vine was
fun. It's Extendo Vine. It's like Extendo Vine. It's like a minute. They have up to like a minute. So some of it's really funny. I can't go on there every day because I don't get all the jokes. I can tell when some of the couples are doing fake shit. I found that very weird. No. Like, we about to do a fake ass prank. And I'm like, why is everybody laughing? It's getting a lot of, and then y'all arguing on the fake prank. It's clearly not real. Why are y'all, I don't understand why y'all have so much to say about this couple who is getting your money to pretend they hate each other or some bullshit. Girl, if I had a boyfriend and we go pretend to get money and hate each other, hell yes. Give me this check. That sounds like an easy check to me. But also, I've been scrolling right past. They be having little hacks and stuff like that. That's the jinx. Also, there's this woman who pretends that she's God. She's like, oh, I'm coming down. Oh, the Bible. What's that? Oh, they wrote a whole lot of wild shit in here. Oh, this is not even. Oh, okay. Oh, how many people have read it? Oh, okay, whatever. Wow. Oh, how many people believe it? Oh, my, how is that bigger than the first number? Like, bruh, the way she talks about. Bruh, it's so funny. I'm gonna share it. At least for Renee, because I know you are on TikTok.
Yes.
But it's a woman who pretends to, like, she's God all the time. She's like, all right, let me get on here, get on live, and let's talk about this. Because guys, Please. I never said that. I never said that. It's funny as shit. I'm childish. I have a dark sense of humor.
Okay, I'm going to have to log into your account or look over your shoulder. I think the latter sounds good. I feel like we also beat this movie with a dead horse, however that saying goes. You know, my words, my mouth do things.
Beat it with the dead horse.
But there you go. There we go. Okay, so let me get into ratings real quick, because for this to be a PG-13 horror film, I don't know how many times I've said on this show, but I personally like to evade PG-13 horror. I know, right? I'm one of those people, because sometimes it's real hit or miss. Like sometimes they're really good. Like you get a couple gems, so it's like, oh shit, okay, I didn't know. And then sometimes, like, you know, I'm looking at the screen like, if I was a 13, would I be entertained by this? Because girl, what the hell is going on? So for this film, it's a 7.6 out of 10 for IMDb and an 84% for Rotten Tomato. And I'm still feeling like it was strong. That's a little strong. I feel like it's like a solid 7. And how were y'all feeling? Like, let me know if I'm tripping.
No, yeah, I'd say about a 6.5. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Jazz said that earlier. Yeah, I would stick with that.
I'll say 7.
Yeah,
I think is fair.
I went about a 7. I know that there was a lot of shit talked about a lot of things about this film, but there was, I mean, the ending is still pretty good, and the set design's not bad. The music's pretty good. That scene with the, whenever she's in the room with all the furniture covered in sheets, I love that scene. But then there's a lot of other things that don't really work for me. So 7 feels about right.
Yeah, and probably like 20 minutes that could have been.
Yes.
Could have been shaved.
Yeah. See, I feel like it was like an hour 20, maybe an hour 19, you know, not like a 15, but just like with some bonus content. I feel like it would have been really good. Like, you know, I definitely think the scene with the sheets was really effective. The whole movie was atmospheric. Like it just, you know, I know we're like, oh, it's a gothic horror, but it just, there was a sense of dread the entire film. Like, even if it wasn't necessarily like a heavy, overwhelming feeling, but you knew something was unsettling about whatever was happening with this family, with all these characters. And so it was some sort of a ride trying to get through it. You know, maybe the roller coaster didn't go as fast as we thought it was gonna go. But you know, I mean, it's a movie. My last question for everyone is, and that's everybody, we know this movie is a PG-13 horror film, and we obviously know how I feel, but what were some other like PG-13 horror films that like come in the forefront of your cranium? It's okay, take your time, that you really go up for, that you're like, you know what, that shit like might look childish due to the rating on paper, but let me tell you, it was worth the time.
I think
I'm going to let y'all think about it. Oh, go ahead, Sean. Sorry, I'm cutting you off. Go ahead.
I actually was Googling as you were talking because I wanted to make sure that I was correct. And I apologize for Googling while you were talking. That is inconsiderate, and I'm not an inconsiderate person.
Oh, no, go ahead. I do it all the time.
But Insidious is actually rated PG-13. And I feel like there is, I've seen films that are rated R for frightening images or whatever, and I don't really understand exactly why. But I feel like I'm surprised to learn that one's rated PG-13 because of some of the stuff that you see in that film. But I think for the most part, I feel like I don't like to be that guy that says that about PG-13 horror, but I typically will be more interested if I hear it's rated R. I will say that.
I like to see people die. I'm not even going to hold y'all. I like when people die, and I like when people cuss. So a lot of times I'm just, you know, into murderous films. I want someone's eyeball to get fucked up. I want to see entrails. So again, PG-13 be shaky for me. However, The Ring 2002, I saw that in theaters. Fucked me up. And then they played the video at the fucking end of the movie, and I was like, I'm about to die in 7 days. Oh my God. Why you do that? I won't even try to, because I had my eyes closed when they first showed up. I was like, I ain't see it. No, I ain't see shit. And then they want to play it at the fucking end. Now I'm dead. Cloverfield, I enjoy. 1408.
Oh yeah.
Those are the ones.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. I don't know.
That was a good one.
Is Jaws PG or PG-13? I know the rating Jaws system was different.
Yeah.
It was different back then. Yeah. But it was different back then, because after that, they was like, look, we got to put some ages y'all eating people in the ocean and shit. That's a little, the kids are crying at the beach. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'll see something and be interested. And then it's like PG. I'm like, oh, like not hopes are dashed, but expectations are lowered. Mine was 1408 because I fucking love 1408. I didn't even realize it was PG-13 because you don't miss any gore or any, you know what I mean? It's just good.
I'd have to say Tremors. Okay. I really enjoy Tremors. Tremors is something from my childhood, and it's funny, and it's it's a good time. I watch it right now. You know, it's fantastic.
Drag Me to Hell was PG-13.
I actually like that one.
The Grudge. There's some good stuff. Split.
I'm going to throw one out there. Stay Alive. I don't care how nobody feel. Fight me. I love that movie.
We were just talking about Stay Alive.
It's so bad. It's good, but it's good out here. It's like, yes, please. When it came out, I was like, yes, please.
Oh, my. I did. I enjoyed it. Also, speaking of Death Becomes Her, because I didn't watch that movie until, you know, I saw that y'all was going to cover it. Another reason why the money is important, because you see what happens in advance. I'm not going to tell y'all what's coming in advance. You got to pay your money to see what's coming in, because I need to know so I can watch the shit so I can have be prepared for Monday. So I'm like, I'll be renting a movie. I remember one time they did The Birds. I woke up at like fucking 5:30 in the morning. I was like, let me rent this before I go to work so I can watch it on the way to work, because I need to see The Birds real quick. It's that important. But also, I'd never seen Death Becomes Her. I always saw like the posters and shit, but I just never seen the movie. And I'm not a horror comedy girl, and I'm not a comedy girl. My laugh box is shaky and my sense of humor is a little dark. I make a lot of death jokes. I be making mama jokes. My mama dead. No, that's not nobody that feels bad. But my mom be like, yeah, Pumpkin over here doing shit.
Everybody got nervous.
Everybody's like, ah, and me laughing like shit. Like, ha ha, having the time of my life. I am not sad. I'm just joking about dark ass shit, because that's what I be doing. But that was a good ass time. The outfits, the look on the street really turned but it was fucking their necks up. I was like, God damn, maybe y'all should. And then over Bruce Willis? Girl, have you seen his hairline? And that's, you know, and that's in the movie back then. Shout out to Bruce Willis now. He cut it off. He looking good. Yeah. Shout out to him. You know, he's living his life. But back then in the 90s, early 90s did not have.
He's going through a thing.
Yes. The early 90s never had good haircuts. No. Like late 80s, early 90s, all the haircuts were fucking terrible. Like, which is the Eastwick? That little ass ponytail, that stank ass, it was so stank and it was thin in the front, and I'm like, y'all are all pressed. You're joking. You're playing not Jack. Oh, gotta go. But okay, because that was a good question. You know, we diving into giggly shit because we let a laugh. One more question. What have y'all seen recently? Could be series or show, horror, sci-fi related, that you've seen that you would recommend? Like, yeah, I saw this shit, hit the play button. It doesn't have to be new. It could be like, oh, I just watched this. It came out 40 years ago. I ain't know. It's new to me. Tell everybody else, like, you know, what you seen.
Okay, this is embarrassing. I'm about to out all three of us, but we had never seen Jaws. None of us had seen Jaws up until last week.
Yeah, last week.
So I don't know if y'all heard about this little film called Jaws, but I would recommend it. I know it's a unpopular opinion, but it was a good movie. You heard it here first. What, 15 years later?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I was going to say Jaws as well. Because I was very surprised about how good that movie was. Everybody kind of built it up. And, you know, sometimes when people make something seem that good, it's like, oh, you can't live up to the hype. But that was a really, really good movie. It was fun. There was the horror was good in it. The action was good in it. It was very, very good. And I was surprised. I do a TV show. It's not horror. It's Peaky Blinders. It's a show from the UK. It's a gangster show. I think it's from the 1920s or 30s, or maybe a little older, but it's back, you know, it's back in the day. Very, very good show. I recommend anyone to watch it. I feel like I remember the last season is coming out soon. Maybe this year, I think. But I would recommend anyone to check it out if you've not heard of it or seen it.
Does it feel like Boardwalk Empire?
I've never seen that yet. That is on our list to watch.
Okay, so we all have homework. Yes. So I'm going to watch Peaky Blinder, and then I'm going to wait for y'all to watch Boardwalk. Actually, I was thinking about revisiting Boardwalk Empire, so I'm so glad this is happening. Also, this is a safe space. It's okay if you just saw Jaws.
It was hard. It was hard to admit. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, honestly. It's okay. I wasn't even going to. I had to come up with something else because I'm like, they can't know that I've never seen Jaws.
Came out it came out before you was born. What were you about to do? Like, I don't never feel, if it came out before you were born, when you was a small child, especially because back then it wasn't easy to get movies. Like, now people can really find shit on the internet. Yeah. We could not find shit on the internet. If you ain't had a VHS, motherfucker, that was it. And it's not on TV, you not gonna watch it. That's it. There was no DVD. There was none of that. So it's like, I don't never feel bad, because the movies from the 80s and the 70s, I would just be pulling up on, especially for me, it's shows. Because they're like, I've never seen any of the show True Blood, none of those. Because again, if you don't catch it when it comes on,
I'm sucked.
You're not. So yeah. They'd be like, I ain't never seen, I'd be like, yeah, I've never seen any of those teen movies. None of them. Haven't seen the comedies. None of them. If they're not like black comedies, like, although Players Club is a comedy, but not, it's actually a very dark ass drama. Players Club is dark as fuck. But movies like How to Be a Player, the movies I wasn't supposed to be watching. Because How to Be a Player got a lot of titties in there. I was like,
Bill Bellamy.
Eight. Yeah, the bitch was dressed like a nurse. I remember that vividly. Because I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I don't think I should have been watching that at all.
I got to go back to my giallo. I can't stop. We actually recently covered Blood and Black Lace from 1964. Prime giallo classic, one of the best films I've ever seen. The color, the overdramatic performances, the inventiveness of the kills. I love that movie so much. I could talk about it all day. We kind of already did. But that's a movie I would give a 10 out of 10 to. And that was one that almost made it with me to the little cabin getaway where we're stuck for a month, I believe it was.
For the summer.
For the summer. Yeah. It almost joined me, but I went with Suspiria instead.
Suspiria is a really great
so
time.
Good.
I listened to the episode. Of course I did. Because I like, I'm a giallo fan. Oh. I'm the giallo fan out of me and Kat. Because the outfit. Oh, the looks, the eyeshadow. My God. Every time the stills from giallo films are literally, you could do recreations for photo shoots. Like, straight up. Like, the colors, the outfits. Then I think the dubbing is funny. I think the shit they say to each other is funny.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. Mouth still
moving. I'm like, what's the boy?
Okay.
I know it's a filthy film, but it still gives giallo voice. Because
oh, you talking about House by the Cemetery? Bob's voice is so fucking annoying, y'all.
And I know that's not giallo, but I just be thinking about how the dubbing on all those films really sent me to hell. Especially the kids.
Yeah, once it gets supernatural, because it's always women, adult women doing the kids a lot of the time, doing their voices. I think a lot of times the line is, once it gets supernatural, they like, bitch, it's too many ghosts in here. It's not giallo no more. And I'm like, it's giallo adjacent. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I saw Kwaidan. I don't know if I'm saying it right. It's like a 3-hour Japanese film. It's like an anthology, though. Ooh. It's on HBO Max. And I'm really getting into my older films. Kat is more of into the black and white older films. I never got to watch them like that when I was younger. So now I'm reaching back into the 50s, 60s, trying to, you know, pull out the gems. It's really good. Like, beautiful storytelling. Kwaidan and Oni Baba is good. Oh, I heard the thunder. Jesus Christ. Okay. Right. Damn. All right. But if you got 3 hours.
Something else.
No, it wasn't fireworks. I see the rain on the actual window this time. I can't stand the rain.
That anniversary is today of that. Dude. I think of the album.
Really?
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the album and the song. Yes.
That's one of the first albums I bought in Plan 9 Music. Super duper. I bought that. I bought a Maroon 5 album randomly. I bought the Corinne Bailey Rae album that came out because the girl put your records on. I was like, oh, that's my shit. Hey, it's lit. Good times. Good times. I also have an NSYNC album on the floor that is in front of me that I found at a thrift store. I don't even have anything to play that shit on. Wait. My car does have a CD player still. I just never use it. Yeah. LOL. Kwaidan, Oni Baba, watch both of those on HBO Max. They're long, though. They are long.
I am finally watching the latest season of Stranger Things. I have successfully dodged all spoilers. I know you all are shocked. I don't know how I do it. But I don't know what the fuck's going on. It's still lit. The only thing I know now is like the latest information about Will being a queer character. But I figured that from day one. I didn't necessarily think that he would be in love with a particular person, because I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not sure if everybody wants to hear it. However, I just figured that he was either just was into other folks or just asexual. Like, we're all in the same, you know, whatever. But welcome to the queer community. We love you. And so, yeah, I'm finally catching up. I was waiting for my partner to see, because he's never seen any of the shows. So I was like watching him. We all watched it together to catch up. And now we're watching the show. And this shit is crazy. And, you know, I just keep yelling every 5 seconds. Spoiler alert for anyone who has not watched it yet. Oh, you haven't? Okay, thank you. I'm done. Nope. Ooh, I ain't saying no. Oh, you haven't said anything. Okay, great. Because I was ready to say, it's all kind of stuff.
I was like, please, please. No, no, no. I was like, I've stopped at season two. I'm not even on season three.
Oh, okay.
Three.
Well, I'm not going to. It's not too. Oh, okay. Well, you know, everybody knows for that Robert Englund's in it. So it's not a secret. That's a real thing that was out on the streets. That's all I'm going to say. And it feels like anytime you see Robert Englund, Robert Englund's going to play always Freddy Krueger on top of whoever else is playing. And that's all I got to say. Or the show is going to make you feel like it's some sort of Nightmare on Elm Street situation. And that's all I got to say about that. But you knew that. You knew it.
I'm going to watch it before the summer's out. That
great that True Blood.
You and True Blood. I'm gonna watch True Blood. Y'all know I'm not the resident vampire fan, so I mean they're here. I enjoy them sometimes, but it's about to be a lot of vampires, guys. It's about to be a lot.
It gets weird.
Did you say?
Have y'all seen True Blood? Y'all seen True Blood?
Right? I was obsessed with True Blood when I was younger. I watched every episode. I will say it does kind of dip. Yes, that's the V.
Yes.
And now the V is on The Boys. They talk about V on The Boys, but it's something different.
I still need to watch The Boys, too.
Oh, The Boys is so
good. Did you, Jazz, say earlier that you haven't seen Bly Manor?
Mm. Nope. I saw Hill House, but not Bly Manor.
You need to add that. Also. You need to add that to the list. Yes.
Yeah, Bly Manor was real good.
And, and Midnight Mass, if you haven't seen that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we've done that because we covered
that. That's right.
I saw it first, and I forced Kathleen. I was like, hey, you need to watch. We put Midnight Mass. It was me.
Chef's kiss.
Can we put this on the schedule, please? Please. I just want to put it on the schedule.
I knew immediately what this was. I text her. I was like, is this what I think it is? One episode in, I text her. I fucking knew it. She didn't say anything back. I was like, I knew it. I called it by episode one because, like she said, the crew always recognize the crew. I said, I already know what this is. I know what this is. They crazy. I'm not trying to, they crazy is dismissive. So they are really disturbed. I'm not trying to be one of those folks, especially with the plan they had going on. That was too much. It was very much cult.
Oh yeah.
I'm not signing up for that. No. But I'm excited. I'm so excited. I'm going to check out all those new things that you guys said to watch. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to be ready. And in your inbox.
Yes. And on the Discord, again, me plugging their Patreon. If you want to get on the Discord, open your purse. Me personally, open your purse. I'm really aggressive. I need to stop. I need to work on that, guys. But yeah, thanks for coming. We've been so excited. We are avid listeners. And we are just excited to talk about a random ass movie. It's not a random. The Others is not a random movie. But we wouldn't have picked it. I wouldn't have thought to pick The Others, and I'm like, I liked when people like, let's watch this movie, because I wouldn't have picked it. It's almost like when you give someone else the ox cord, but you trust them. So it's like, I trust you. Here's the ox cord. This shit is not really on my playlist, but I'm about to jam out and we about to have a good time. And I did still have a good time, and it reminded me of where I stand with gothic horror and stuff, and where to like pick up, because we're gonna cover gothic horror eventually. And y'all know period pieces send me to hell a lot of times, mainly because, you know, it's white people, and I know that if I existed in this universe, I know exactly what they was about to call me. So I just don't. It's sitting every time when they be doing me too far back. I was watching one of Texas Chainsaw Massacres, and they said darky. I said, bitch, hold on. Oh, I'll clutch my pearls. I said, bitch, wait a minute. You didn't even need to say that. Why did you say that? Why did you do that? Why you ruin a fucking movie? But that's why the period piece, not time piece, period piece is kind of send me to hell. But we're glad that y'all joined us. So much excitement. We're giving the people what they want to hear because they don't know. We never announce anything, not even to our Patreon. We just be like, yeah, hit this episode, guys.
Surprise.
Because we
can't stop nodding.
Because we don't really know what the hell is going on. And I don't know what's going on. You know, it might be something coming out on Saturday. We'd be like, oh, it's going to come out on Thursday. No, this other thing coming out. And like, hello. That's why we can't announce it. We don't know what's going on. Riding on the seat of our ass. We're here. But yes, I had Travis do it this time. I'm going to have Renee plug him one last time.
Ooh, like
because y'all thought, y'all thought y'all was getting out of this. Y'all not getting out of this. I need everybody to follow them right the fuck now. Open your phone today, today, and press the button right now. I'm going to be checking. I'm going to look at the mutual followers. Excuse me in the inbox. Excuse me, did you listen to this? Let me stop being rude, but go ahead, Renee.
I was not prepared. No, it's The Pod Mortem on everything, Instagram, Twitter. We're on Facebook too. And then individually, John Paul is at Real Streeter 84. T is at Travis MWH, and I'm at Blood and Smoke on everything. New episodes every Monday. We really cover everything. You can always drop us a line, shoot us a request, and we'll shout you out on the episode. And then, I mean, I think that's it. What did I forget, T?
Oh, nothing.
Okay.
I mean, that's all right, because they have the little all my links and everything. So if you forgot, you better ask somebody, okay? So you can pull up on them. And, you know, you can find us at Girl That's Scary on everything, you know, everything. If you want to send a professional email, grltspod@gmail.com. We have a website, www.girlthatscary.com, and a Patreon, patreon.com/girlthatscary. We do the Patreon picks. We have a Discord. It's hella bonus episodes, all kinds of chaotic shit. There's also some chaotic summer shit cooking up that me and our friends are gonna slide into some bonus materials, just chit chatting. So if you like the people we usually kick it with, you're gonna like our bonus shit that's about to come out. Gang gang. So yeah, pull up on us, pull up on Podmortem. Cannot say it enough. Endorse. Pull up on all of our friends and all the people that we're usually tweeting about. Thanks for all of y'all support. Thanks for listening, for even hitting play. Even if you don't think it's five stars to five star chicks, I'm glad you hit the play. But if you do think we five stars, race five stars to five star chicks. So we can get to the front. I don't know, the algorithm be real chaotic. If you're not a celebrity, your podcast is not going to the front. They be paying money. I'm like, bitch, I ain't got it.
I work a job,
girl. Me too. Rent due. We just paid that bitch. We just paid it a couple weeks ago. That bitch due again. I'm tired. I hate this shit.
Ooh, somebody said something recently, and my response was like, girl, I don't know what you're talking about. I still work a regular ass job. What are you talking about? Like, I gotta go to work. So, girl. Please, Mr. Algorithm.
Please. Us and our friends. We all on the same boat. We partying. We on a cruise line. Okay, maybe not on a cruise line in real life because COVID on there. But, you know, in the imaginary podcast cruise line, we on here. And someone said shots. Now, if you don't drink, you can just take water. You can have soda, juice.
I will take one right after we hit end.
Yes, but someone said shots. It's also Leo season, if y'all didn't know.
When this comes out?
When this comes out, we'll be at the tail end. But you know, I do the whole month of August, so I don't give a damn. Sorry, Virgos. Love y'all, but that last week of August is still mine. Sorry. you know, shout out to y'all. Yeah, shout out to y'all, but I will see y'all the first week of September. But yeah, it's about to be Leo season, and y'all know how I get during Leo season. We about to get lit. So thanks for pulling up, and until next time, guys. Bye.